My greetings to all of you this evening. One of the things I appreciated about Bob Weber was the fact he recognized we were hyphenated Christians, Judeo-Christians. And so to Joanne and to the Webers and to the rest of the family, there's that greeting, there's that word in Hebrew that was so important in some of Bob's writings, shalom. And we certainly ask and pray that God would give you that shalom at this time in your family history. Bob Weber was my colleague on two different faculties, and I appreciate that deeply. 16 years at Wheaton College, and from the inception here at the Institute for Worship Studies. I want to read briefly something that appeared concerning Bob, a tribute from Kevin Miller. It was in the Christian History and Biography Journal. Quote, Bob never led a large organization, but he will stand as one of the most influential leaders of evangelicals in our time. Attend any emerging church conference today, and you'll find that much of the discussion started 30 years earlier in Bob Weber's classroom. He made two great contributions. He broadened our sense of church history, and he broadened our approach to church worship. Close quote. But Bob did lead an organization. It may not have been a large organization. It may get larger. The Institute for Worship Studies, now the Robert E. Weber Institute for Worship Studies. Three thoughts as I think about Bob's imprint on who we are as REWIWS. Some of you were here for the convocation on Wednesday night. That was Bob. From the very beginning, Bob wanted a blended academic convocation. And we had that, and it's a great experience, and it sets the tone for all we do here. As we got together and were involved in that first convocation, Bob made the comment, this is important to me because we need to look and act and feel like a real school. And the convocation helps us look and act and feel like a real school. Secondly, time and time again, Bob would say, we're an institute, but we're not an institution. We want to retain that identity, don't we? We're an institute, but we're not an institution. And IWS, REWIWS, exists for the students. We want to perpetuate that as well. And then finally, IWS is built on the legacy of Bob's generosity, his charity, his self-sacrifice, his unselfish spirit. One example, after three letters of the Greek alphabet, Bob gave up teaching the historical development of Christian worship and passed on that baton. Several times as we talked, he would say, you know, I miss that class. I miss teaching that class. But in his spirit of self-sacrifice, he was willing to look to the future and look to what needed to be done in terms of how the school should develop and how those courses should be managed because of the other duties and things that came about for him. So IWS, those are at least three thoughts that I have as I think about that organization that Bob led, and his imprint is here, and I trust we will maintain that imprint. Amen.